Well, you know, one of the types of evidence that people will point to as evidence for a creator's handiwork in life is the fact that these systems are irreducibly complex, that biochemical systems, they consist of a number of parts that have to interact precisely in order to carry out function. And if even one of those parts is missing, that system has no function. And that kind of system is difficult to envision how it could emerge through evolution. But that doesn't just apply to biochemical systems. The entirety of the cell is irreducibly complex. The simplest bacterium has to have a membrane. It has to have a mechanism for DNA replication, for energy harvesting. It has to have the capacity to produce proteins. And all of those have to be present simultaneously. Yes. And that means that that system is irreducibly complex. It can't come into existence in a piecemeal fashion. And we now know that at minimum, you're looking at several hundred genes in order to satisfy that requirement for life. But for life to exist independently on its own, you're looking at even more genes, probably on the order of 1,500 to 2,000 genes. So the complexity of life in its minimal form is absolutely astounding and suggests that there has to be a creator.